Union workers praise Trump for ending free trade disaster with auto tariffs. By John Binder on March 27, 2025. The United Auto Workers, UAW, is praising President Donald Trump's auto tariffs, thanking him for stepping up to end the free trade disaster that has devastated working-class communities for decades. On Wednesday evening, Trump announced 25% tariffs on auto imports to the United States market, a move geared toward protecting American jobs and manufacturing that have been devastated by free trade deals for more than 25 years. UAW President Sean Fain, who campaigned for former President Joe Biden last year, hailed the auto tariffs as a critical investment in the nation's auto industry. "We applaud the Trump administration for stepping up to end the free trade disaster that has devastated working-class communities for decades. Ending the race to the bottom in the auto industry starts with fixing our broken trade deals. And the Trump administration has made history with today's actions," Fain said in a statement. But ending the race to the bottom also means securing union rights for auto workers everywhere with a strong National Labor Relations Board, a decent retirement with Social Security benefits protected, health care for all workers including through Medicare and Medicaid, and dignity on and off the job," emphasis added. The UAW and the working class in general couldn't care less about party politics. Working people expect leaders to work together to deliver results. The UAW has been clear: "We will work with any politician, regardless of party, who is willing to reverse decades of working class people going backwards in the most profitable times in our nation's history." These tariffs are a major step in the right direction for auto workers and blue-collar communities across the country, and it is now on the automakers, from the Big Three to Volkswagen and beyond, to bring back good union jobs to the U.S., emphasis added. The UAW said in a press release the auto tariffs have the potential to bring home thousands of jobs within a matter of months, simply by adding additional shifts or lines in a number of underutilized auto plants. Right now, thousands of auto workers are laid off at Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis following recent decisions by auto executives to ship jobs to Mexico, the UAW's release states. Across a dozen Big Three auto plants that have seen major declines, production has fallen by 2 million units per year in the past decade, while millions of vehicles sold here are made with low-wage, high-exploitation labor abroad. That means auto companies that have made record profits get to drive wages down further for both Mexican and U.S. workers, while Wall Street and the corporate class get record payouts," emphasis added. Already, some foreign automakers have suggested that they will move their production to the United States to avoid paying such tariffs, the precise goal the Trump administration is looking for. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.